Don't forget, Bronco Nation, it's blue for the bayou. Let's show Louisiana the blue for the bayou care by donating at the GoFundMe page at ktik.com. 40,000 homes damaged, 20,000 people rescued, 12 parishes declared disaster areas, and Boise State will be playing in Lafayette on the 3rd of September. The United Way will get this money to help those that have been affected. Go to ktik.com now. Donate what you can. It's blue for the bayou. From Sports Radio 93.1, the ticket, your FM home for Boise State football. It's Ask the AD with Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey, who's joining us here in studio. We covered the Big 12, which means we can't cover the Big 12, and the television situation for the opener. The Olympics has been dominating the news, though, and some Boise State athletes have been showing up, Kurt. I'm sure you've been taking in as much as you can, and I think tomorrow we still have one more to go, right? Wrestler?
Yeah, I think George Ivanov goes off, I think, in the morning. I'm not exactly sure what time in the freestyle wrestling. Kurt Felix is still alive. Graham was in the top 20. Had a couple of future gymnasts, actually, that are on their way to Boise or just arriving now that at least got to compete in there. And, you know, for me, it's not really so much. I mean, you want them to be successful and you want them to be able to compete for a medal. But just to have them going through that experience and having Boise State, you know, associated with their name is pretty special for us. We're proud of them.
Well, you've got a lot of experience at these Olympic sports because you've spent a lot of time supervising a lot of their meets and a lot of their games. And so, you know, I know there's a push right now to get more fans engaged. And if you like these Olympic sports, they're starting tomorrow at Boise State. And there's not a lot of people sometimes at those games. And I have seen some of them, though, where if you get a loud group, it can make a difference, really, in one of the teams getting more support than the other.
No doubt. Probably volleyball is a great example of that because we play in Bronco Gym, the older place. We've actually resurfaced the floor, put a new sound system in, put some really nice improvements there for our team. And, you know, Coach Garris this past season was 23-7, and that's the best record we've had in 26 years in women's volleyball. So, you know, once you get that place where 1,000 people maybe doesn't sound like a lot, but if you have 1,000 people in Bronco Gym, it's loud as heck. And we bring the band in there and the cheerleaders and people are going crazy. And so, I think increased attendance in those areas. I think the Olympics helps. My wife she's an Olympic freak. I mean, she watches every single minute of that, and I can watch it for most of the time unless something comes up that I'm just absolutely not interested in. But I think the Olympics does. I think it really, I mean, there's a reason they're called Olympic sports, right? And hopefully that'll help us going forward.
The volleyball team, I noticed yesterday, I mean, we used to, I mean, I think they went years without even winning a match. Yeah. That program was so down in the dumps. We may have even grilled you or your predecessor about whether the program was going to continue to exist. Yesterday it comes out, predicted number 2 in the conference.
Yeah.
And you have the player of the year as well, the preseason player of the year.
Got the player of the year in Sarah Nobley and two other all first-team conference preseason picks.
Wow.
Second in the conference. Colorado State's really, really good.
We
had them on the hook last year at their place. We lost in 5, and we've got a lot of kids coming back, some people that are seasoned, and they're just much better. And Sean, you know, has done a great job, and you know, I give him and his staff a lot of the credit for that. But we got great kids on the team, and this year could be really interesting for us. I'm excited to see him play.
In some of these Olympic sports, the further away you get from the coast, the more difficult it is sometimes to get guys.
Mm-hmm.
And California and Florida, you know, can end up dominating in any warm weather state.
Yeah.
Is that similar in, say, women's volleyball for Boise State and Colorado State to be dominating? I'm thinking, well, hey, what's going on in California?
Well, first of all, Sean's from California. Went to school at Cal State San Bernardino. I actually knew him when he was there, and I'm very close to the head coach there, Kim Chernis, who runs a couple of really, really high-end quality clubs in that area. So we've got a couple gals that have come from there. Cindy Ball, who is Sean's – not Cindy Ball, Cindy Brown, maiden name, who is Sean's wife, played there and was an All-American there. So they're very, very in tune with volleyball in California. And be honest, that's one of the reasons he was attractive to us, because I knew that, you know, we needed to get some kids from California at least to start getting this thing going. I think Colorado State actually has a few foreign players as well, as they do in women's basketball, and they're very good in women's basketball too. So we're starting to battle with them and put together a little rivalry with us and Colorado State, and that's certainly a big match. But You know, his coach will tell you we're good on paper right now, but we haven't played a match, so we'll see what happens.
And you guys announced yesterday for the first time in school history you're going to host the Mountain West Cross-Country Championships.
Correct.
Out of Falcon
yeah.
Crest.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's a place for Allie Ostrander, the yeah. national elite runner, to go out and shine. I would imagine, I don't know if that's by design to try to help her, but her career is about to take off, and that's a high-profile yeah. meet for you guys.
Well, it rotates, actually, so
okay.
we don't. We just happened to have it this year. What a great time to have it. And Falcon Crest has been awesome working with us. I have not actually seen how the course is going to be set up. But when I was talking to Corey Immels, our head coach, he said one special thing about Falcon Crest, and I know you guys have both been out there, but mm-hmm. if you're just, I guess if you're at the clubhouse there, this course is going to be set up to where you can almost see the whole race.
That is true.
Whereas in the past, you know, sometimes you get these rolling hills and, you know, they're gone for 5 or 6 minutes and then they come around the corner and you're not sure who's leading. So from a spectator standpoint, I think it's going to be pretty neat to see those kids run. We're really looking forward to hosting the event.
All right. So fans also going to get a taste of Boise State football with a Fan Fest event. Now, yeah. tomorrow is a closed scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Harsin will be talking to the media. We'll bring you those comments on Idaho Sports Talk tomorrow at 3 o'clock on what happened. And so the scrimmage in the fall may not be a fan event, but this replaces it. What's this going to be about?
Well, we're trying it out. There's been a couple schools across the country that have, I think, just kind of leaned towards maybe getting their fans more in touch with the players. And we kind of like that idea, that concept. So they're going to practice. I think it's open from 12 to 3. When they're done, we're going to allow all the fans to come on down to the Blue, visit with the players, take pictures with them. We're going to have the Fiesta Bowl trophies down there. They can get autographs. I really like the idea and the concept. I hope the crowd is similar to what we've had at the fall scrimmages in the past, but we're just trying something new, and we'll see how it goes. And if it's a big hit for our fans and our players, then we'll continue to do so. And if it's not, then maybe we'll take a step back and go back to the normal thing. But for this year, we're going to try it out. I think it's going to be fun.
It's Saturday, August 27th.
Saturday, August 27th starts at noon.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you,
yeah.
Kurt.
All right, fellas.